August 12, 1930. How despondency doubles the weight of the pains. In what way Jesus visits us. How the first motive in God is love, and the divine will the life. I am under the empire of the divine fiat, which alone knows my deep wounds that keep becoming more bitter and multiplying in my poor soul. But all my hope is that the divine will alone may reign in the circumstances, alas, painful, of my existence down here, and which want to hasten my departure for the celestial fatherland. But while I was in the nightmare of most bitter pains, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, do not lose heart, because disheartenment calls for despondency, which doubles the weight of the pains, so much so, that the poor creature, with this doubled weight, can just barely drag herself on the way that she must cover, while my will does not want you to drag yourself, but to fly within its interminable light. And besides, I myself am the sorrow, within which I make my little visits. Sorrow is the veil, but inside there is my person which, hidden within the veil of the sorrow, visits the creature. I myself am the necessities, and hidden inside of them, I make her the most beautiful visits to make myself help in the necessities that I dispose. It is not just by making myself seen that I visit the creatures, but in so many ways, that it can be said that in each encounter, in each circumstance, or great or little things that happen to her, it is a visit that I dispose myself to make her, in order to give her what is needed. For one who lives in my divine will, then, my state in her being permanent, not only do I visit her, but I keep expanding the boundaries of my will. Then, I continue to follow the acts of the Supreme Fiat, to be able to follow, with my acts of love, the incessant and interminable love of my Creator. And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, if you knew how sweet to me is your love, because I hear our echo in yours, our divine fibers. And as they raise your love into our own, it runs and runs so sweetly within our love, by saying to us, 'I want to love you as much and in the same way as you have loved me.' For as many times as you have told me that you have loved me, so I too want to say it. And our delight is so great, wanting the creature to act as the repeater of our love, that we expand so much the love of the creature, as to feel within all our love the sweet sound of her love. More so, since in everything we have done for the creatures, the first motive, the first act, has been love. And since our love, without our will, would have been like fire without light, and our will, without our love, would have been like light without heat, therefore what gave life to our love was the fiat. So, what moved us was love, but what gave and gives life to everything is our divine will. This is why one who wants to find true life must come into our will, in which one will find the fullness of our love, and the soul will acquire the prerogatives of our love, which are, fecund love, love that rises, love that embraces everything, love that moves everything as love, love insuperable and without end, love that loves and conquers everything. Therefore, when I hear you run from one created thing to another to place in them your I love you, and over each human act, to invest them with your I love you, I hear the sweet sound of your love within our own, and I love you more." Then he added with a most tender tone, "My daughter, our love toward creatures is so great, that in each act she does, our love runs to love her, and our will to form the life of her act. So, in each thought that she forms in her mind, it is an act of love that we send to her, and our will offers itself to form the life of her thought. In each word that she pronounces, in each beat of her heart, in each step that she takes, there are as many acts of our love that run toward her. And our fiat offers itself to form the life of her word, the beating of her heart, the step of her feet. Therefore, the creature is kneaded with our love, she lives under the sweet storm of our love, over her hangs our incessant love that loves her so much, and our fiat that runs rapidly to give life to each of her acts, be it even the smallest. Oh! If creatures knew how much we love them, how so inclined we are toward them, to love them always, always, as to let not even one thought of hers escape us, in which we do not send her our special and distinct love. Oh, how they would love us! And our love would not remain as though isolated, without the love of the creatures. Our love descends continuously toward the creatures, and their little love does not deign to rise toward their Creator. What sorrow, my daughter, to love and not to be loved! And this is the reason why, when I find a creature who loves me, I feel her love harmonizing with mine. And as my love descends toward her, so does her love ascend toward me. I abound so much for her, with graces, with favors and with divine charisms, as to astonish heaven and earth. Fiat.